Hello, we're back on Phoenix FM, and we have Michelle as well. Hey, Michelle.
Hello, hello.
Now, hang on a minute. I'm going to start that again because what it is that throughout the summer, really, what we've been doing, me and Michelle, have been trying to find a theme tune, right?
A little bit, yeah. Tongue in cheek.
Yeah, yeah. So every time Michelle joins us, I always panic and think, oh, I don't know what song to play for us. So we've been playing one song throughout. So I'm going to play them through now. So we started off with Fleetwood Mac because we want people to vote, right?
We do.
Do we?
We need a theme tune, don't we?
Yeah. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, I do like Mr. Bubbles.
Good Canadian guy.
Yeah, he's one of your lot.
Yeah, he is.
But what do you reckon? That's a good one.
I love him. He's from my side of the country too.
I'm glad I can't vote though. It's a difficult one. Then we got... Oh, he's a lovely fellow as well, Holly. It's going to be difficult. Oh. It's a theme tune that goes with our well-being,
yeah.
Coach. And so it's a difficult one. This is your favourite, isn't it?
This one was tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, I'm glad it was.
That's nothing to do with well-being.
His voice. It's absolutely nothing to do with well-being. I don't know why it's going on so long. I should have cut that a little bit short, I think. I knew it's your favourite, that's right. Yeah. It's a hard one. Now, if you can see Michelle, she's just dancing, not completely forgetting that she's in the studio. That's the problem that we've got there.
Yeah.
Oh! A little bit of Whitney.
I sent you a meme for this.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Again, nothing to do with well-being, but it's an uplifting song, so if people want to vote for that, I'll be happy. I want to feel my peace. Another song we got.
I thought we had Pet Shop Boys.
Oh yeah, hang on. This one.
Another time.
Again, that's nothing to do with well-being. So right, okay. So they are our songs. So what are we going to do after the episode? After our little chat today, what we will do is put a poll up. We'll start off on Insta. We'll do some others on Facebook as well. We'll just stick to Instagram and Facebook actually, and then we'll let people vote. But that'll be on later tonight or first thing in the morning. So and we carry on for the whole week, and then next week we can announce when we tally up the votes what one it is. So I just hope people like us and don't dislike us, because goodness knows what they're going to choose otherwise. Right, now to today, and it wasn't a start, and that was to today. Now what have you got in store for us, Michelle Spencer?
Something completely different.
All right.
From what we've just been talking about. So talking about balances, and I thought I would answer a question, because it's a frequently asked question I get from people in my classes about how can I improve my balance.
All right.
Yeah, how's your balance one. Joe?
It's not too bad. Standing, I used to be on a skateboard years ago. Yeah, I can do on one leg for a little while, not too long.
Good. That's good. That is really
only
good.
Only because I get bored.
I'm rubbish on a skateboard.
Oh, no. Not one leg on a skateboard. That, I'm definitely not that. Sorry. Carry on.
That's all right. Off-piste again. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. So, I thought I would address that, because I get asked a lot of this question about how can I improve my balances and why balances? And we always talk about yoga isn't just about the poses. Yoga isn't just about flexibility. I've talked about that before, right?
Yeah.
So, I always kind of categorize yoga into three kind of areas, one being the flexibility, one being balances, and the third being strength, which is mostly upper body strength, which I'm rubbish at. But balances are really important in yoga anyways, and it's more to do with our bone strength and muscular strength, and as well as mental focus. So those are the kind of three areas you're working on when you're doing balances.
So
it's not like you have to be, you know, you had to be a figure skater before you did balances. And I think as we age as well, it's something that we actually really need to take into account is our bone dexterity, our bone density, because what is it? The shocking statistic that I find really shocking is that over one in two women that are over 50 will break a bone due to osteoporosis. And one in five men will.
No, yeah. Hang on. Why is it not fair? Why? They always get the better deal, right? So it's one in two women and one in five men.
Yeah.
Over 50.
Over 50. And it all has to do with that estrogen. So when we talk about, you know, aging women, menopause, and coming back to that. But estrogen also affects our bone density. Mm. And often you don't even know you have osteoporosis until you've broken a leg or you've fallen. And I remember it happening to my mom, actually. So I know I should probably go and get myself checked out. Yeah. But just she was just standing there. We were skiing on the slopes. And she was just standing there and hadn't even done anything. We were literally just standing there. And she just kind of fell sideways.
Oh, wow.
And broke her leg. That's it. You just think, what a weird way. And that happens to a lot of older people. They're not even doing anything crazy. It's not like you're skateboarding. You fall off the skateboard and you have a great story. You've just fallen over. So, and then here's another statistic for you. About almost 3 million people in the UK alone have osteoporosis.
3 million?
Almost 3 million. Just about, yeah. Wow. And then about, I was here, about 500,000 fractures every year are due to osteoporosis.
Okay, so what can we do about this then, Michelle? So, you're going to solve it for us, aren't you?
I'm not going to solve it. But so this is where the balances do really come into play in yoga. And when we do balances, we try to hold them. In my classes, I try to hold them for about 30 seconds.
Right.
So it's not like I've zoned out and I'm teasing people. I'm doing it deliberately because the longer you hold a balance on the leg, the more bone density you're building. So it's more strength.
Really?
Yeah. So it's bone on bone and you're putting that pressure there. It's recreating that bone density. So that's what you want to do. If you don't go to yoga, you can do the same kind of thing by walking and any kind of impact, low impact kind of exercise or weight training. And that's why they talk about weight training as we get older as well, to build up that bone strength. So, but improving your balance, because often what I see is people do it for 5 seconds and they fall out and then they try it again. You're not building bone density. So this is what we're going to do, Joe.
Okay.
We're going to have to stand up.
Oh, okay.
She's panicking. Right. Wait, let me just give you my five tips and then we'll go over it, because I know Joe's doing something right now. So there are a few tips I have for people who are struggling with balance. One is practice with the basics. And one of them is mountain pose.
I'm taking a picture. That's what it is. Yeah.
So mountain pose, everyone thinks it's really easy. You're just standing there. And this is actually one of the things we're going to do. You can do it at home if you're listening or if you're in the office or you're not driving, basically, is what I'm saying. Mm. You can. We're going to practice along with us. Right. Another thing I always tell people is practice off the mat. So when you're brushing your teeth first thing in the morning or late at night, practice just balancing on one foot. If you're standing anywhere, just waiting in a queue, practice balancing on one foot at a time. Yeah. Washing dishes at the sink, whatever, chopping onions, whatever you want to do.
chopping onions.
I know. Yeah. I don't know why.
Okay.
And the other thing, two other things I would say is one is modify. So if you're in a yoga class or something, and if you come to my classes, definitely I always give you those lots of I layer it.
Yeah.
But if you're somewhere and you're feeling really wobbly and you do have really wobbly days, we all have them, even me, you can hold on to a chair, you can hold on to the wall, just
as your own pace, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you're lightly holding on, but you're still putting that weight into the leg. So it's still, you're still getting the benefits of it. And the last thing I would say, and I know my husband's going to cringe, is walk around barefoot more. So just building, and people, we have muscles that in our feet.
Sense. Well, we wasn't born with shoes on, were we?
No, yeah. We have muscles in our feet. We have tendons, ligaments, all that kind of stuff. And the more you walk around barefoot, the more you're building up that muscle. So, and it's funny, I say my husband's going to cringe because he is not barefoot.
Like
no, not at all. Whereas I'm all about not having, I mean, you'll see me in the middle of winter, I'll probably still be wearing sliders and I try to go barefoot as much as I can. Yeah. So whenever, even like in Canada in the middle of winter, I'd be like,
do you?
We lived way up north and it'd be as soon as I got home, socks were off. Like that was it. It was 6 feet of snow outside and I'm still no socks. So I've always been that way. But it's really good. And you get that sensation of what's going on in the bottom of the feet, which is really important when it comes to balance, right? Knowing what's going on in the soles of the feet.
Yeah.
So you ready?
I love that name, Sole and Soul. S-O-L-U-L, and S-L-L-E. I couldn't spell it then, but you know where I was going.
And we're not talking about souls of fish.
Sorry, okay, all right. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, come on then.
Onions. All right, come on, Joe, let's stand up. Go. So if you're at home, we're going to stand up. We're going to go barefoot. So are you wearing flip-flops?
I've got my flip-flops. So it's virtually Gumbies, so they're really flat.
All right, come on, let's stand up.
There we go.
So we're just going to adjust our equipment here.
Okay.
I know I was going to tell you to get the stand-up microphones today.
Yeah, never mind. But I know.
I thought this one through.
It's a complete surprise. Hang on. Can you? Sorry.
We never think this
through. Well, we're here now. Okay, go on then.
Right. So see, you can use your feet everything.
Yeah. Go on.
Right. So what I want you to do is, you're going to focus on the feet. So what I always recommend doing is closing the eyes, feet barefoot on the floor. Try like a hardwood floor or this hard carpet's nice actually.
Yeah.
And just close down the eyes and really think about what's going on in the bottom of the feet. Right. So stand up nice and tall, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jo can't talk if she stands up tall. She's not liking
this.
I'm
too high. I reach the ceiling. That's why. So where do you put your feet? Do you just put them sort of like...
So I do about hip distance apart.
Hip distance apart.
If that makes sense.
Well, depends how big your hips are. So
no.
One's a little bit wider than others. Go on.
And then think about spreading the toes. So really, this is where the muscles in the feet really come in. Spreading.
Web them.
Yeah, web. I have freakishly webbed feet. I'll survive when the world floods.
Now I understand why your husband's like he is. But carry on.
I always think I'm Kevin Costner in Waterworld. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyways.
We do go off on one.
Right.
On.
So really, so when we close the eyes, you can really focus on what's going on in the feet a little bit more. So my eyes are closed at the moment. So we're pressing the toes into the floor.
What do we do with our hands though? To
nothing.
The side?
You don't need to do anything. You can just bring them to the side.
Yeah, cool.
And squeeze the belly button in.
Oh, yeah.
And roll your shoulders back.
Okay.
Good. And now really, when I say think about what's going on in the feet, what part of the feet do you feel pressing into the floor?
Yeah, it's just under my big toes.
Good. So this is why we say close the eyes. Close the eyes, Joe.
Okay.
Good. And I want you to if you're at home, I want you to just kind of move yourself around, shift yourself around until you feel all four edges of the feet. So if you imagined your feet were a box.
Yeah, got that.
Joe's really swaying around. If you saw Joe, she looks like she's dancing.
I'm still thinking of Whitney. Carry on.
So, and then this is it. So once you get to a point where you feel like the heels, the toes, and the edges of the feet are all pressing in evenly.
Yes,
So do you feel the thighs start squeezing a bit?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Even though I can't stand up as tall as I want to, but yeah.
Yeah, the glutes, your glutes start to squeeze a bit, your belly button squeezing in. So it also affects your posture when you're standing tall and proper. When you're not tall and proper, but when you're standing with your feet pressing into the floor. Mm-hmm. And then when we talk about moving into, say, so this is what we call, actually this pose is what we call mountain pose. And often in yoga, it gets overlooked. Everyone goes, stand in mountain pose. And they just stand there and they're not engaging anything. Whereas this is the basic. But what I wanted to do is next week, I wanted to talk about part two. We'll do some more balances next week because I know we're running out of time today.
Cool.
But for now, just want, if you're at home, take a few moments every day.
You can do that anywhere
Absolutely.
As well, right? I felt it under my balls of me, what do you call them? The big toe. Yeah. Yeah, the big toe around that area. But I just adjusted actually the way I was standing a little bit. And there I can feel that they're actually flat on the floor.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And you was looking at me because you didn't realise how tall I was, did you? So I just stand up straight.
Stand up straight.
There you go.
It's
amazing. My accent's going to change as well because I feel all prim and proper now.
What?
But Michelle, thank you very much. You've got, do you know what? I'm going to play the adverts and then come back with a track that you wanted, Michelle. Which one was it?
Free Falling.
Free Falling. Yeah, thank goodness I'm not though. Michelle, thank you so much.
Welcome.